alive again?
Technically, yes, but no.
So people can just watch our episodes?
If they had the link, but I haven't shared the link.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Talking Comics.
Okay. Are we good?
And days were old, nights were bold. Braha journeyed from his land to encounter the one they called Onicon. To join Braha and Onicon adventures each week to explore the world of comics and more in Talking Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should go back to the intro.
We'll see.
It was the best intro.
It was pretty good.
I rewatched episode 3 a long time ago. It was amazing. It was amazing.
It was a cool.
When I sat over there, the lighting was different.
Yeah.
I miss those times. Good times.
One day we'll upgrade to a real studio.
I like the green.
I mean, the green's fine, but...
The green walls.
Like a real studio, though, would be awesome.
Is our real studio.
It is a real studio, yes, but we'll upgrade to a better studio, I guess, with more room, because it's getting kind of cramped in here.
Yeah.
So, we got to figure that out. But welcome to Talking Comics.
Episode 98.
Do you realize that next week will be episode 100?
Oh my God, Jesus.
Which will also coincide with our 1 year date as well of doing this.
Wait, it will?
March 30th was our first upload last year. So next week will be like March 27th, 28th. So it'll be like within 2 days of 1 year of doing podcasting and 100 episodes in that year.
That is crazy.
That is very crazy.
100 weeks.
So next week will be a special...
It's actually been more than 100 weeks.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Because
how many weeks are in a year?
365. That's 50 weeks. 50 weeks. I think. It's 50 weeks. Oh, I think I killed him with my dumbness. That ain't good. Hey, at least I'm smart in comics. Whoop, 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 whoop. Pew 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 pew. Knock knock.
There's 52 weeks in a year.
But remember that time that we went on that trip and we didn't film for like 3 weeks?
Okay.
So it's been more than 100 weeks. That's what I'm trying to hint.
So how many weeks are in a year?
52.
So if we've been doing this for 1 year, how many weeks have we been doing this?
100 weeks. But,
if we've been doing this for one year.
I forgot about conversations. I forgot. Okay, I forgot. I forget things easily. So 52 weeks.
Minimum 2 a week. Yes, in June of last year, we didn't release. Like, we went 3 weeks without releasing because we were in Oklahoma and we were helping my brother and we were, you know, there was a lot going on. So we did not, we had all the stuff. We didn't really do much with it. So in June, we were kind of slack. So we did all of April, all of May, slacked in June. July, August, September, we were regular schedule. October, November, I did 3 a week, which more than really caught us up, right? So we're averaging 2 a week.
Okay.
Right? 2 episodes a week for 52 weeks is 104. But so we've had some weeks where we've not only done but one, but we've done 100 episodes in 1 year. Next week.
Crazy.
Pending we get 2 episodes out next week, which I mean, I'm assuming we will. There's no reason we shouldn't. So, math. Anyway, I lost all train of thought. So 1 year, we'll have to do something special next week. I don't know what it will be. Oh, I do. I think I have a couple ideas. I'm going to write them down so I don't forget them. So this week, what I want you to do is watch some of the older episodes, like pick out some of your favorites, favorite moments, favorite clips.
Episode 3.
Okay, that's fine. So just pick out, just be thinking about that, because that's what we're going to talk about next week. We'll do like a recap, a year recap episode next week for our 100th episode. Remember? Maybe I'll try to get some guests on too. That'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Do you know what's funny?
What?
That's not actually funny, but I think it's funny.
Your math?
Okay, anyways. So, we still have the killer brownie from episode 50.
I threw it away. So anyway, this is episode 9. Amped Comics, use code TCP10. Link below. Allegra Printing.
For all your printing needs.
The best printing company in the world.
Yes.
We get another package tomorrow, which we'll have to open, which we will open on camera, but we'll just have to include it in a big project that I'm working on. I don't know if I've really announced it. I think I've said it, but I'm going to be working on. We've got a bunch of footage from getting the comic printed. I'm going to go through a bunch of older footage, try to get some clips that we started when we started talking about doing the comic and all that. And I'm going to try to put together like a mini documentary to release this summer sometime. So that's a project I'm going to work on. But Allegra Printing, for all your printing needs, they printed the Chronicles of Panel Pete. Yes, that's the $1 cover I made a funny video on earlier this week. The Kickstarter, we are 88% funded. We only need $60 more to get funded. So go back the Kickstarter. Get us over the hump. Let's start working on fun stretch goals. Yeah, so we're going to a convention this weekend. We're working on, I do have stickers that I've been working on. See if I can print. All right, so we do have stickers. So I've got the Onicon sticker. We've got the Mighty Pete sticker. We've got the Braha sticker. And then we also have the Chronicles of Panel Pete with Pete. Talking Comics with Pete.
Pete. Peter.
It's not Peter.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. The Chronicles of Panel Pete, just title logo. And then Talking Comics podcast stickers, like that's right here. A little bit smaller. I might change it out. But yeah, so we got a bunch of stickers. So we'll be doing stickers at this convention. We'll have obviously our comic book, and we should have tomorrow our sticker packs. So we'll be able to we'll make some cool videos of us actually putting the sticker packs together and mixing them up, sorting them, all that stuff. So that'll be pretty fun. And we're going to go, so we're going to be in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday from 10 to 4 at Nerdfest. We've got our banners, our tablecloth. What are you looking forward to the most about that, Annika?
The cosplay contest.
Oh, okay. Cosplay. What about being at the booth, having a booth? Our first booth.
That may scare me, but yeah.
It may scare you? Well.
Because I don't like when people's. It's like, oh my God, I know you. I've seen you online.
You're going to have to get used to it.
On the interweb.
On the interwebs. We are going to, yeah, we'll have our booth, our first ever booth. You don't have to be at the table the whole time, but you'll be there sometime. And it'll be fun. It's going to be fun. I'll put a video out next, probably Saturday. Obviously, we'll share a bunch of pictures and stuff, but I got one of those memories on Facebook yesterday, and it was literally 4 years ago, to almost to the day, that I did my last convention with my gaming accessory business that we completely failed at. But the convention, it was horrible. I don't even think we made $100 the whole weekend. It was bad. And we paid a bunch of money. Like, it was, I don't know, $600 or $800 for the booth. And luckily we didn't have a hotel, because it was close enough to us that I didn't have to get a hotel. But it's crazy that we had, it's been 4 years since I've done a convention. So here we are in 4 years, really in the last year. Now we've grown this to start doing conventions. So here we go.
Wait, was that at South Carolina at Coastal Con?
No, it was a playthrough gaming convention in Raleigh, I think.
Did I go?
No, you were, how old were you, six? You were staying with Grandma.
Oma.
With Oma, I'm sure.
No, I met.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you stayed with Oma that weekend. All right, let's go over our weekly polls. Do you want to go first?
No.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
No. No.
Will I ever get her on that again?
No.
We'll see.
No.
All right, this week, it was kind of a light week, so we kind of grabbed a few things off the shelf this week. But I've got Thundar the Barbarian number 2.
Supporting Dynamite? Wow.
Wow, you do too. Roots of Madness number 5 by Stephanie Williams, who's going to be on the show next week.
Next week, can I be on that one?
Sure. You just got to be here on a Tuesday. You'll be here on Tuesday.
I'll be here on Tuesdays.
Exquisite Corpses number 11. Lobo number, oh God.
Good
Lobo
job.
Number 1. I heard it was good, so I picked it up.
The Chronicles of Pan and Feet
is better. Planet She-Hulk number 5. Stephanie Phillips put out a video saying that a lot of stuff's going to have cliffhangers in this one, and it's going to end in issue 6. So she says she feels good how she wrapped it up, so we'll see how that goes. Finally, Battle Beast number 7 is back. Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger 14, one of my favorites. And then The Mortal Thor number 8 is out now. So those were my favorite pick this week would be The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
That's every week.
That's going to be every week, yeah. If I didn't have this one, it would probably be The Immortal Thor or Gunslinger.
But
it's hard that they both come out the same week, but The Chronicles of Panel Pete is out. You can get it. Like, back to Kickstarter. All right, Annika, what did you get?
Well, I originally got nothing.
Yeah.
It was so hard to decide what I got, though, because he said I could only get nothing. So it was so hard because there was nothing that, like, there. But I picked 2 of things off the shelves because he keeps saying I need to find something new.
Mm-mm. Well, you had to have something to show off today.
I have 1,000 things I haven't read, though.
Yeah, me too.
So, I got Shadows of Tomorrow, Rogue 1 and 2. They're both DNA covers. They're pretty cool. That's all I got.
Are you going to show the camera?
No. It's okay. Okay, fine. So I got number 1. It's a DNA cover. And number 2. Also a DNA cover. I like this. So I might read those.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What about the Chronicles of Panel Pete?
I've already read this other time, but I'll read it 2 more times.
What's your favorite one you got this week?
Sorry, there was a bug. The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
What's the favorite one you read this week?
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
What else did you read this week?
The Chronicles of Panel Pete, but I also read I don't think I read nothing. Well, I did read something, but I'm not going to say it. Because it's for school.
Okay.
And I was forced to read it, so I'm mad about it. because the book also sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's not a Harley Quinn comic book?
It's not. It's a novel, not a graphic novel.
I'm sorry.
I could do it louder.
So what I've read this week was 171 through 178 of The Mighty Thor. Yeah, it's, you know, we got some, Loki's a douche. Let me tell you. Every time Odin goes into Odin sleep, he just tries to take over, ruin everything. But what else happened this week in The Mighty Thor? A lot of craziness. But it's fun to read them. I am coming to the end of the Jack Kirby era, which is kind of sad. But, you know, the show must go on. There's 502 issues. Well, I'm sorry. It goes to 502. Issue 502 started 83, so it's like 370-something. But, well, no, it'd be 417, technically, between The Journey into Mystery and The Mighty Thor. But, yeah, so I'm at one. I think I'm reading 179 tonight, so that'll be exciting. I need to catch up on my other reading. It's getting pathetic. My to-read pile, like I said last week, is going to pop in here. The favorite one I read was probably The Fall. The Fall of Asgard. Where Loki tried to take over and, you know, sent Odin into the deep space. It was crazy. I'm looking forward to read. I really need to catch up on The Gunslinger and The Immortal Thor. And of course, The Chronicles of Panel Beat. How about you? What are you looking forward to reading this week?
Chronicles of Panel Beat.
Come on, you gotta look forward to something else too.
Chronicles of Panel Beat. Sorry, my inner demon came out. The Chronicles of Panel Beat. That's what I said.
I heard. What else would you like to read this week?
The Muppets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to read that one. Let us know how it is. Did you play any games, watch anything this week?
I play some Fortnite. I think that's it. I sewed part of a pillow.
You sewed part of a pillow? That's cool.
It's not finished.
Well, that would be why it's only part of a pillow. Dad joke.
Sorry.
The only thing I played was I played Celesta, but then I also played Slay the Spire 2. It was pretty good. Got to play a little bit of that with some friends.
Oh, I also played Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I think I did play a little bit of Minecraft for a few minutes. I'm looking forward to playing Minecraft. I enjoy that. Well, that's right, because we restarted that realm.
Yeah.
Whoops. All right. So this week in comic history, March 1963, Dr. Octopus made his debut in The Amazing Spider-Man number 3. Captain America's popularity explodes because he's a patriotic hero during World War II. Then we have X-Men dominate in 92. X-Men comic industry dominates. Jesus. In 1992, X-Men is dominating the comic industry. That with the titles that peaked their popularity, riding the wave of record-breaking sales and becoming the centerpiece of the Marvel publishing line. So that's why, you know, probably based, or could be why they had the cartoon, or it could be because they had the X-Men 92 cartoon. So, well, I interrupt this episode to bring you a special guest, Braxton Cosby. We've been reserving some time on Thursdays to bring in some guests, just like we did last week with Mike and Colin. So much fun we had last week with those two on and playing our games and stuff. And we're going to do more of that. We're going to bring guests that have been on before on Thursdays. Braxton Cosby, we've been trying to record a couple times here. And we've had some technical difficulties with it, but we managed to get it in tonight. And we're going to splice it into this episode to go ahead and get it out. So it'll come out with this episode and, you know, promote his new book. And here it is. Let's check it out. We are inserting a guest segment into today's episode because I wanted to get Braxton on here again and kind of get it out a little quicker. And so, Braxton, welcome back to the show. I really appreciate you joining. You got some cool new stuff going on, but tell us how you're doing and then go into that.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back on, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, Black History Month in February was amazing. I dropped my 21st novel. This story has so much legs behind it. And it was great because that was my first foray into historical fiction. I've pretty much done science fiction, fantasy, a little bit of dystopian and things like that. But to finally step into historical fiction, I wanted to do this for a while, but I wanted it to be the right character. And when I kind of tripped up on this character online, I thought this was the amazing opportunity that I had been waiting for to really write a fresh story that was historical fiction. And so we basically dropped this in February, like I said, was hosted by a couple of book signings. Liberty Bookstore, shout out to Linda and the fantastic crew there. We moved so many books there. Then we went out to Buford, Georgia at the Barnes & Noble where Melissa hosted us, and Christina did an amazing job at managing everything that whole day. And so, yeah, I'm just thrilled. We just left this past weekend, Huntsville, Alabama, at the Huntsville Comic Convention. Shout out to Wes and his crew out there. What a wonderful time we had at that 2-day convention. And we were moving this baby right here, which is Yasuki, Dead Man Walking, historical fiction. Follows the exploits of Yasuki. We'll get into that a little bit.
That looks so good.
Yes. And man, it's just, it's a duology. So the historical fiction novel is the book, and then the graphic novel is the follow-up, Yasuki Resurrection. Just so much love for this. I mean, people were just grabbing the entire duology, and the actual side story that I worked on too is Blood Moons, called A Yasuki Story, which actually follows the origin story of the evil deity Chiwa, who Yasuki actually fights in the graphic novel. I introduce a little bit of the mythology of Chiwa in the historical fiction novel, just kind of dropped it in there as a nugget, came back with the graphic novel so Yasuki can kind of oppose him in this fictional world called Elsewhere. And we just kind of moved from there. So Yasuki is interesting because I had never heard of him, but I was getting ready to start doing some research last year. And I went on the internet and I saw an image of this one black samurai one time. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And of course, I'm caught up in the algorithm, and all of a sudden I see it again. And I started doing a deep dive. Is this real? You know, what's AI? You don't know nowadays. And so
it's getting hard to tell.
Yeah. I saw a name, this Yasuki. So I started doing this deep dive with research. And the more I found out about the world and the lifespan of where he was in his lifetime, the less I knew personally about him. So there wasn't a lot of personal information. There were some hints that he did have a family. Where was the family originated at? Where were they now? What happened to him when he went to feudal Japan and served under Lord Nobunaga? What, you know, how did things transpire? So I just said, you know what, man, this is the character who I've been waiting on. So I really wanted to write this. I started doing a deep dive at everything about feudal Japan, the year 1579. I wanted to know about the geography. I wanted to know about the mythology that was going on in that Asian culture. I wanted to know about the commerce, the religion, the factions, the warring lords around there. Who was Lord Nobunaga? What kind of leader was he? Found out he was a very powerful and intelligent military leader. And he was actually one of the first lords who actually brought over guns, because most of them just used swords and hand fighting. He was one who employed guns. And so his goal overall, he had a great motive. He wanted to kind of reunify Japan and all the different lords and factions around that area, because he wanted to eventually be elevated to the position and title of emperor, but he had to become a shogun, one of the shogunate first. So his plan was, let me just continue to conquer, get enough of a support behind me, become a shogunate, and then eventually inherit the emperor position. So all of that deep dive stuff, got as much information as I could about him, about Yasuki. And I tell people, the way I wrote it was like, I was building this beautiful wall of truth with these wonderful bricks of these time stamps over the time period that we knew of Yasuki's existence. And what I needed was a fictional prose and a narrative to kind of connect all the dots as we went through it. So when you read the book, it's time stamped, you know, 1579, this and that, blah, blah, all the way up to 1582. And, you know, basically this was the story of a slave from the Sudan who basically was transported over to Japan and then came under the services of Lord Nobunaga. And he was a warrior himself, so he did have somewhat of a fighting background, but nothing close to what was going on as far as being a samurai. So this is very much a fish out of water trope, where he had to learn the culture, learn the language, learn the fighting styles, the techniques, and through all of his attempts of having some success, because at the end of the day, Yasuki's motivation, he was separated from his family, and his motivation was just to get back to his family. But whatever he had to do, whoever he had to serve, whatever time he had to buy in order to stay alive long enough to get back to his family is what he was willing to do. And so it really was a fantastic story. It's something that really tugged at my heart because of my relationship with my kids, and Yasuki trying to get back to his wife and his daughter really spoke to me. So it just gave me a fantastic opportunity to really dive into Asian culture, which I'm a huge fan of myself. And I was able to pay homage to a lot of the cool things with samurais and stuff that I loved looking at, you know, Japanese and Chinese films all my life. And so this was like, really, it was a labor of love for me. Once I got all the information, I was able to weave together this very nice congruent outline, and just writing it was like, man, it wasn't even a chore. It was just putting it together, and it just came out wonderfully. And I'm so happy that people are really diving in and enjoying what I was able to bring to his story.
So you said a few minutes ago that you were moving a lot of books at the couple signings and in Huntsville and stuff. What do you contribute to moving so many books? Like, what would you tell, or what's the secret? Because I'm going to a show this weekend. I need to move a lot of books. Tell me the secret.
I would tell you, man. I tell people all the time, you have to talk. Everybody who comes by the table is a potential customer. I don't care what they look like, what you assume. Oh, man, that's an older person. They won't want it. Or it's a young person. They don't care. Everybody has a family member. And I can't tell you how many people say, like, you know what? I don't read this, but I think so-and-so would really like it. Can you sign it? Of course I'm going to sign it. You know, they pick up the copy. It goes to whomever. I will tell you that, I mean, this is one of my most gorgeous covers yet. I mean, this thing right here.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
This competes with anybody, you know? And so,
yeah.
I'm very proud because I actually, after I got the image back, I put that little ding, a little spotlight into my
little spotlight, you know? Yeah.
And so everybody goes like, woo, and I think it just attracts them. I have the banner with Yasuki on it in the back of me when I'm doing my signing and stuff. So I know people look at that. Then their eyes beat to the table, and they kind of keep walking. And if I can catch, I say, hey, how you doing? They say, hi. I say, hey, did you want to check it out? And they go, yeah, I saw it. Is that Yasuki? And so many people know about him. I didn't know. Some people who don't know about him are intrigued. They want to know. I know Assassin's Creed has some character. They had a character named Yasuki in there, so people are a little bit familiar with him. So it is just one of these magical rides where it's been the easiest book for me to sell, and it has moved.
That was amazing advice. Stand up at your table. Don't look down at your table. Don't be introverted. Be extroverted.
Right.
You got to be extroverted to sell something. You know, you can't just not talk to people. I got some couple fun questions I want to ask you, and then we can, you know, use the remainder of our time on some more story.
Okay.
But since, you know, the last time you were on, I asked you some cool, fun, you know, like favorite, you know, superhero kind of thing. But one of the last questions I ask people is, if their life was a comic book, what would the title be? Last time you said The Days That Never End. That was your answer. Yeah. I went back and watched the episode.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is that the same or would it change?
Just to bring a little something different to the table, I'd give another day. I would say, I'll stay with the day theme. as I would say, cherish the day. Give a shout out to Sade and say, cherish the day. That would be because, man, you just not promised anymore, you know?
Amen to that. Amen to that. But this is a fun one that I had come up a couple weeks ago when I got my book and I took it to my local comic shop and I gave him, the owner a copy.
Nice.
He's like, you need to sign it. I'm like, okay. So I pull out a Sharpie. He's like, yo, you can't sign it with a Sharpie. I'm like, what? And so I was wondering, do you have a favorite pen that you sign your books with?
Yeah, I have a pen that my wife brought me when we first started dating. And she just thought it was the coolest thing. I was an author. She has it engraved with my name on the side. And I use that to sign the novels. But with my comics, I do use Sharpies. And I just kind of keep different colors. Okay. I got red, gray, gold, and black.
Ooh. So I bought a Stadler pen made in Germany. Seemed to write pretty well, but I only have black. I didn't get the color pack.
Okay.
So, but most of my covers I can sign in black. I need to check that, I guess. Say hi real quick. That's Braxton Cosby.
How you doing?
There, at least she got on. Oh, that's awesome. She loves her hair.
Yeah.
We've been having some technical difficulties. Well, this is like our fifth attempt at this. Guys, I don't know what it's happening.
So crazy.
It is crazy, but I really do appreciate you coming back on. We got a couple of the fun questions answered. I was really, really looking forward to asking in that when I came up with that, if the answer would change on if your life was a comic book.
Yeah.
Start having a lot of repeat guests here soon. So it'd be pretty cool. I'm reserving these Thursday shows to come on. And come on earlier, they can hang out with Annika and I on the show. I did it last week, so I launched my Kickstarter last Thursday.
Nice.
So that was awesome. We're like $60 from being funded, so I'm excited.
Hey, man, that's amazing. So,
that's awesome. But, check out the Yuzuki book. Where can we get it?
www.cosbymediaproductionswithans.com. There you'll be able to click on it, read about it a little bit, get some information, a synopsis. You can buy it directly from our online store. Kind of click around there for the store option. You can buy directly from the store. If you do, I sign them, of course, and send you a copy. But there's also links that take you externally to Barnes & Noble and Amazon where you can get the paperbacks. And you can also, if you have a Nook, you can get it on the Nook from Amazon, from Barnes & Noble. If you have the Kindle, you can get it from Amazon. On an ebook Kindle.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I'll put all that below. And what are some conventions you're doing here soon?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, we have on the website, we have on our news feed, it's kind of flashing across to tell you like to click on the link of what's upcoming for 2026. But I can throw down a few right now. In April, you guys will be able to catch me at South Carolina Comic Con in Greenville. Right. South Carolina. In May, we'll be back down here in Lawrenceville, Georgia, at the downtown Lawrenceville Center, the square. We're going to be in two places, kind of splitting and divide and conquer, at Liberty Bookstore hosting me, and as well at the downtown Lawrenceville event. Also in June, we'll be back up in Charlotte. We love Charlotte, North Carolina for the Heroes Con. In July, we're jumping back over to Tennessee. I haven't been to Tennessee in a couple of years. So happy to get back over there. We'll be in Knoxville for Fanboy again. Haven't been in Fanboy in a minute, but man, we're excited to go back again.
Knoxville. I am going to look into that. I'm looking for one in Tennessee because there's a couple authors over in Nashville that I'm friends with that we want to do a show together. I will see you in South Carolina. I'm going. I
can't
have a table,
wait,
but I'm going at least for the day because I'm meeting some other people there.
Books
too. So I will definitely be there one of the days. I don't know exactly when, probably Saturday.
Absolutely.
And so I will definitely stop by, say hi. We'll take a picture and, all that fun stuff. I'll pick up a copy.
Yes, sir.
Copies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much. Sorry about all the problems. I don't know.
No problem,
we'll
man. It's
out.
Not you. It's not you. It's me.
It's one of them. I don't know.
Send me a link to that Kickstarter, man, so I can help fund it. And
I appreciate
sure,
that.
Guys, if y'all are watching, make sure you check out his Kickstarter for his new comic, man. I'm sure it's amazing.
Well, you just got to see a little few-minute clip there of Braxton Cosby got to join the show later in the evening this evening. It was a good time. We had some technical difficulties last week when we tried to do it, and this week, but we made it through. I think we salvaged a little bit of it. I hope you enjoyed that. Now back to the regular show for question time. All right. Well, guess what time it is?
What? Question time.
Do you want to attempt?
Redo the question song?
All right. Well, here's your chance. Make it good. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
It's question time. It's question time. It's where he asks me questions, where I sometimes ask him questions. It's question time. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Question time.
Question time. All right, I'll attempt to, I'll use that one. We'll see if I can change the question time song. So real quick, I might cut this part out. I'll mark it just in case. But something that I put together last night was the media kit, because I had somebody ask me about sponsoring some episodes. And I hadn't really put much thought into it. I've thought about it. Tried to figure out, you know, it'd be awesome if we could get some sponsorships. You know, start making a little bit of money on this. It'd be awesome. But it was really cool, so I was breaking it all down. I was coming up, you know, spent a few hours on it last night, and one of the things I came up with was sponsoring the segments of the show, like Question Time, or This or That, Your This or That, or, you know, like Comic History or something like that. So they could sponsor different segments, and if they sponsored like if they sponsored like This or That, like have you do the ad read for it, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
so that might be something that's coming. That would be kind of cool. And if that works out the way I put it in together, if they sponsor This or That, because that's your favorite part of the show, you actually get part of the money for that. So,
money?
Did you read the thing I sent last night?
No.
You didn't read the contract that I sent you? No, it's not a contract. But
no, and I don't have any pencils on my name because you always take them away from me because I bite them and take them apart.
Yep. So, yeah, so there's a way if you want to support the show, sponsor the show, sponsor a segment, sponsor a newsletter. If, you know, Annika wants to help out with that, she can get money off of that too. So that would be pretty cool.
To buy Harley Quinn comics.
To buy more comics. It go towards your statue that
yes,
you want. $1,000 statue.
Worth that.
I don't know about that. So anyway, question time. I'm going to do a few questions here. But we're going to base this week off, since it's the start of the NCAA tournament. We're going to do the first 32 of This or That, but picking, we each went through and picked, we have a list of 32 hero or villain matchups, superhero matchups, and we're going to go through and pick and see how many we pick that are alike and how many pick were different, and then next week we'll take the winners and we'll do another, the 16, and so forth and so on. We might do like 16 and 8 next week, and then the following week do like our final one. But for the first off, which character is known with the Merc with the Mouth?
The Merc with the Mouth? The Merkwater Boys. The Merkwater Boys.
Come on, we watched the movie together very recently.
You expect me to remember that? Wait.
The Merc with the Mouth.
Johnny. Wait, no. Logan? Was it in that movie?
Deadpool. Negative 20 pot.
No! We're doing Jeopardy again.
Which speedster is faster than light and part of the Speed Force?
Flash.
Very good. Which clawed mutant has a healing factor and
adamantium skeleton?
Wolverine.
Very
Logan,
good.
Logan, that dude.
Which king of Wakanda is also one of the smartest heroes?
Black Panther.
Very good. Which villain is Batman's most chaotic and unpredictable nemesis?
Joker.
Very good. Which comic villain is obsessed with balance and once wiped out half the universe?
Well, repeat.
Which comic villain is obsessed with balance and once wiped out half the universe?
Lex Luthor. Wait. Blade. Nightwing. Black Panther.
Oh my God. It's Thanos. He snapped.
I don't remember that.
You should remember that from playing the Marvel Flux. Which powerful mutant can control the weather?
Storm.
Yes, but I would have also accepted Thor, but Storm's the right answer. All right, last one. Which armored genius hero relies on technology rather than powers?
Who uses technology? Lex Luthor.
It's a hero, not a villain.
Batman?
Batman's a good answer.
Because, like, the Batcave has all the technology, and he doesn't...
I would accept Batman.
Batman doesn't necessarily have superpowers.
Correct. You are. That's what I'm saying. You are correct.
He uses, like, his technology and stuff.
Yeah, I would accept Batman. The answer on the sheet's Iron Man, but both the same, using technology.
Both of them don't have superpowers.
I would give, like I said, I gave you credit for it. Wasn't that nice of me?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to start our 32 this or that, our verses per se. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work, but we're going to make it up as we go along. All right. So the first one, we have Deadpool versus Hit Girl. Who do you choose?
On three.
I mean, we've already circled them, right?
Yeah.
So you just tell me, we'll alternate reading them and giving an answer. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
So Deadpool versus Hit Girl. Who'd you pick?
Deadpool.
I also picked Deadpool. Okay. So we will put a check mark next to that one as we both got that one correct.
Okay.
Or the same.
Okay.
There's no real correct, wrong or correct. It's the same or not the same between our answers.
Okay. Punisher versus Blade.
I picked Blade.
Me too.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Good job.
You looked at my paper. Okay, Spawn versus Superman.
This one was very hard for me. God, I so wanted to pick Spawn, but I picked Superman.
I picked Spawn.
Oh, so we'll X that one. I wanted to pick Spawn so bad.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Colossus or versus Nightwing.
Colossusu versus Nightwing?
That is not Colossusu.
Wait, who's Cyclops. Sorry, not Colossus. Sorry. Cyclops versus Nightwing. I pick Nightwing.
Me too.
All right.
Black Panther versus Spider-Man.
I pick Spider-Man.
I pick Black Panther.
Ooh, really? All right. Moon Knight versus Thor.
Who'd you pick? Oh, I didn't pick him.
You did not pick Thor?
So, X him out.
Really?
X him out.
How could you not pick Thor? You did that on purpose.
I did.
Next week, you just wait.
No.
Hey.
No. I'll pick Thor again.
Shazam versus Daredevil.
Daredevil, because Stephanie Phillips is writing the new Daredevil.
100%. I picked Daredevil as well. That's a great reason.
Yes.
Green Arrow versus Wonder Woman.
Okay, who'd you pick?
Wonder Woman.
Correct. I did too.
All right.
Okay. Miss Marvel versus Flash.
I picked the Flash.
I picked Miss Marvel.
Interesting.
Someone gets deleted.
I don't think they're going to get deleted. We just got to figure out.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out.
Nova versus Batman.
Batman.
All right. Okay. Blue Beetle versus Wolverine.
Wolverine. Jubilee versus Gambit. Who'd you pick?
I picked Jubilee.
Oh, I picked Gambit.
I kind of was looking at those. Oh, wait, no, that needs to be crossed down there.
Rogue versus Jean Grey.
Rogue.
I picked Rogue, too. Bishop versus Magneto.
Who'd you pick?
Magneto.
Correct. Okay. Paylock versus Iceman.
Psylocke versus Iceman?
Yeah.
I picked Iceman.
Me too. Colossus versus Storm.
I wish I would have picked Colossus now, but I picked Storm.
You ain't.
You didn't pick Thor of all people.
But it's Colossus.
It was Thor, God of Thunder.
Colossus.
Anyway, X that one. Put an X beside it.
No. I ain't doing that.
Kitty Pryde versus Cable.
Who is Kitty Pryde? Cable. I pick Kitty Pryde.
Oh, I pick Cable, so X. Emma Frost versus Professor X.
Who'd you pick?
PX.
Cross that one out.
You picked Emma Frost.
You are so mean to me.
It's Professor X.
But it's Emma Frost.
Professor X would take her all day.
Oh, whatever.
Nightcrawler versus the Joker.
Who'd you pick?
Who'd you pick?
I asked first!
I picked Nightcrawler.
I wish I would have picked Nightcrawler.
You picked the Joker, didn't you?
Yeah. I honestly wasn't looking at that one either. Two-Face versus Green Goblin.
Green Goblin.
Me too. Woohoo.
All right. Dr. Octopus versus Thanos.
All right, who'd you pick?
Who you got?
I got Dr. Octopus.
I got Thanos. Ultron versus Darkseid.
Who'd you pick?
Who did you get?
Who did you get? Okay, I picked Darkseid.
So did I. Good job.
Okay.
Sinestro versus Loki. I picked Loki.
I picked Sinestro.
Dang.
Reverse Flash versus Doctor Doom. Who'd you pick?
Doctor Doom.
Me too. Red Skull versus Venom.
Red Skull.
Car Hinge versus Lex Luthor.
Carnage versus Lex Luthor. I picked Lex Luthor.
I picked Carnage. I hate Lex Luthor. You should know this by now.
Kingpin versus Ghost Rider.
Who'd you pick? I read it.
So
I picked Ghost Rider.
Dang. I picked Kingpin.
Wow. Harley Quinn versus Red Hood. Who do you pick?
Red Hood.
For real?
No.
Did you pick Harley Quinn?
I did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Who'd you pick?
Harley Quinn.
I will not be picking Harley Quinn next round. I can guarantee you that.
I'll be picking Thor next round.
Thor's out, you said. He lost, so he's out.
We could just re-add him.
No, you can't. This is win and you're in. You know, you win and you move on. You lose, you're out. You go home.
Harley Quinn's winning.
So Thor's back in Asgard. We're back
on Earth.
Yeah, you did it to him.
You're mean.
I mean, I picked Thor. I can't believe you didn't. Knowing
how much your dad loves Thor.
Well, I didn't think you were going to pick Harley Quinn. You didn't pick him for us, or Colossusu.
Well, so. I did pick Harley Quinn, though, for you. Constantine or Moon Girl? Who'd you got?
Moon Girl.
Me too. Black Adam versus Elektra.
Black Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
I picked Elektra.
Winter Soldier versus Deathstroke.
I picked Deathstroke.
Me too. Venom Antihero versus Lobo.
I picked Lobo.
Oh, I picked Venom.
Well, let's see. Let's count out how many we got together. 1, 2, 3.
Harley Quinn counts as
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17 that we picked the same. Better than half. That was pretty good. It should have been 18, but whatever. I cannot believe you
picked. I'm just
four.
Kidding. I actually picked
you
the.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Prove it. There can't be a circle around both at this point.
No.
Because that would be cheating.
I just crossed them all out.
No. You can't prove it. Give it to me. I can't. That's fine. We'll look at it later. But anyway, we got 17. We'll reset up the bracket for next week with the ones that I don't know how we're going to do that, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure out a way.
Holly.
The ones that we didn't get right, maybe we'll do like a coin flip on or something and see who can. So that means Thor still has a chance.
Yes.
All right. There you go. That's what we'll do. So the ones we didn't do the same, we'll do a coin flip or some kind of randomizer, dice roll, and we'll let those move on. Well, why don't we go and do that now?
Yeah.
Do I have a dice? I think I do. Yeah, I moved them. Can we do, let's do a randomizer online. How about that?
Okay, yeah. Do like a six number wheel.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
No.
So the first one that we didn't agree on was Cyclops versus, nope, sorry, Spawn versus Superman. So do you want to go odd even or even odd?
Even equals stay, odd equals get out.
It's no, that doesn't work because we're picking two different people. So it's got to choose one.
I think odd.
So it's either Spawn versus Superman. So is it even versus odd or odd versus even?
Odd versus even.
Okay, I'm writing that on my sheet. Odd versus even. So odd is Spawn, even is Superman.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Come on, odd. Come on, odd. Superman moves on.
Dang it.
All right, the next one we didn't agree on was Black Panther versus Spider-Man. Odd is Black Panther, even is Spider-Man. All right, Black Panther moves on.
Of course, okay.
That was the one you picked.
Yeah, I know.
We're saving the Thor one for last. The next one was Miss Marvel versus The Flash. Odd is Miss Marvel, Flash is even.
Odd.
We got odd, so Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Moves on. The next one is Jubilee versus Gambit.
Gambit.
I picked Gambit.
Yeah, well, I also like Gambit because I didn't actually pay attention to that one.
Oh, so we're both pulling for even. Come on, even.
Even.
Oh, we got even. Woo-hoo! We got Gambit. All right. The next one we didn't agree was Colossusu versus Storm.
Colossusu is odd.
It's Storm. Kitty Pryde versus Cable.
I don't know who either of these are.
Oh my goodness. Kitty Pryde is odd. Cable moves on.
Yay.
We should have done this for all of them. But anyway, that's okay. Emma Frost versus Professor X. Professor X is even.
Emma Frost
moves on.
Yes.
Nightcrawler versus Joker.
Nightcrawler
is odd.
Odd.
Oh, that is so close, but it's even. Joker moves on. All right, Dr. Octopus versus Thanos. Thanos is even. Octopus moves on.
Yeah.
Doc Ock. Sinestro versus Loki. Loki is
Loki.
Even.
I'm tired.
I can click that multiple times. Oh, Loki moves on. Carnage versus Lex Luthor.
Carnage
is odd.
Carnage
moves on.
Yay, Carnage.
Kingpin versus Ghost Rider. Kingpin
Ghost
being
Rider.
Odd. Oh, Kingpin moves on. Let's see. Black Adam versus Elektra. Elektra being even. Oh, Black Adam.
Elvira.
Venom versus Lobo. Lobo being even. Lobo moves on. All right. The final one. Moon Knight versus Thor.
When's Thor?
Thor is even.
Even.
You did this.
Yes. My destruction. Hey, we can do them all again.
You're a villain.
I know.
You're a villain. Well, that was fun. So we'll redo the bracket for next week. We'll have, instead of 32, we'll be down to 16. We'll go top, bottom, you know, just all the way down. Like, you know, just like the bracket works. So, like, Lobo will be against Deadpool. Blade will be against Deathstroke. And so on and so on. So, tune in next week to see how this all shapes up. And go watch your NCAA games. Duke almost lost it today. That was crazy. But thank you for joining. We really appreciate it. Next week is episode 100. We're going to have an interview coming out on Tuesday. And then next week, you know, Friday will be our 100th episode. We'll have a cool con recap of our first convention. Check out our socials for all of that fun. Follow along with us. Hopefully we sell a few books. Check out the Kickstarter for Chronicles Panel Pete. We're only $60 away from being funded.
Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. Traverse City, Michigan.
Yes. And... yeah, we will see you next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free peer view of The Chronicles of Panel Pete by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.